From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Senate not reaching compromise on a spending bill commenced a partial government shutdown. Both sides, Republicans and Democrats, blame one another. Chuck Schumer is the top Democrat in the Senate.
In the room, it sounded like the president was open to accept it. This afternoon, in my heart, I thought we might have a deal tonight. That was how far we'd come. That's how positive our discussion felt. We had a good meeting. But what has transpired since that meeting in the Oval Office is indicative of the entire tumultuous and chaotic process Republicans have engaged in the negotiations thus far.
Mitch McConnell is the top Republican in the Senate.
All because Senate Democrats chose to filibuster a non-controversial funding bill that contains nothing, not a thing they do not support. Nothing they do not support. Perhaps across the aisle, some of our Democratic colleagues are feeling proud of themselves. But what has their filibuster accomplished? What has it accomplished? The answer is simple. Their very own government shutdown.
Discussions to reach some sort of compromise continue this Saturday. This Saturday, Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen meet at Egypt, the first stop of a four-day Middle Eastern tour that also includes visits to Jordan and Israel. In Cairo, Pence is having meetings with the Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, and other officials before flying to Amman, Jordan. Sunday afternoon, he flies to Israel. Pence is the first senior administration official to visit the Middle East since U.S. President Donald Trump announced a decision making Jerusalem the capital of Israel. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump Friday called every child a precious gift from God and said his administration will defend the right to life as he addressed pro-life activists gathered for the 45th annual March for Life.
It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Trump also proclaimed January 19th as National Sanctity of Life Day. Social media giant Facebook now says that it will begin to prioritize trustworthy news outlets on its site in order to counteract misinformation. The company said it will now ask its more than 2 billion users to rank the news organizations they trust in order to prioritize high-quality news over less trusted sources. The United States has condemned Sudan's arbitrary detention of journalists after reporters from the French news agency AFP and Reuters were arrested covering a street protest Friday. The U.S. State Department said it was aware of the detentions and was closely following those reports. Olympic and government officials from North Korea and South Korea have met at the International Olympic Committee headquarters to confirm how they will unite at the Winter Olympic Games next month. President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, said Saturday that North and South Korean teams will march together at the opening ceremony under a Korean unification flag. Beijing has accused the United States of violating China's sovereignty after a U.S. missile destroyer sailed near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The USS Hopper sailed within 12 nautical miles of an island, also known as the Scarborough Shoal. This occurred on January 17th. China's Defense Ministry says in a statement that a Chinese frigate immediately took actions to identify and then verify the U.S. ship. Then they say they drove it away by a warning. The UN Children's Fund says that in Iraq, more than 4 million children, about one quarter of all Iraqi children, now live in poverty. Most of these kids, it says, are scarred by years of conflict and deprivation. The Children's Agency is now calling on the international community to provide immediate and long-term investments in education. It also says that it will pay huge dividends in creating a brighter, more stable Iraq. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.